This is a Triple J podcast.
Hey, it's Dave Marchese with you for Hacks Deep Dive of the Week. And in this one, we're going to be talking about holidays, annual leave. Would you like more of it at your current job? Nah, it's not a trick question, but your answer might depend on your type of employment, whether you're a shift worker or you're working 9 to 5, or maybe you have a small business, you're a business owner, and you have a very different view on things. We typically get 4 weeks a year of annual leave, but what if I told you could have an extra week?
I think it would make you less pissed off to go into work because you feel like you're getting something back.
Unions are pushing for workers to get more annual leave. So could we be about to see some change? Because while some reckon we should have more time off, others really don't back the idea.
They're telling me that this could not come at a worse time. Small businesses are already struggling.
In a bit, you're going to hear from an expert who's been looking at this exact issue, and she thinks Australians aren't even using the leave that they've got now. But first, here's Jackson Worthington to explain what this announcement is.
I think everyone would support that for sure. Maybe not business, but yeah, definitely as an employee, like I would love a fifth week.
If you've been slogging it out at a desk or on a work site today, you might have been too busy to notice.
Who couldn't ever have more leave? I'd rather go on holiday than be at work.
The amount of time we spend away from employment has been in the news.
It's been 50 years since it's changed and the rest of the world has moved on.
Employer groups have a pretty strong line.
Just sort of across the board saying, look, everyone in the country should, under law, get an extra week's annual leave. Incredibly irresponsible.
So what exactly is being proposed?
I think I've got some good news. A major workplace shake-up could soon mean more time off.
Here's the recap. So the peak body for all the nation's trade unions thinks you deserve more time off.
Aussies are really hardworking.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions is pointing out what it says is an overwork crisis in Australia.
We work on average 3.8 weeks of unpaid work a year.
Saying the last time Australian leave entitlements were increased was in 1974.
So we're asking to get one of those weeks back, and I reckon that's reasonable.
Right now, if you work full-time in Australia, you're entitled to at least 4 weeks of annual leave. Some companies offer more, but 4 weeks is the standard. The change the unions proposed at a parliamentary inquiry this week is for the entitlement to go up to 5 weeks for most workers and 6 weeks for shift workers. The ACTU National Secretary, Sally McManus, says without it, Australia will fall further behind.
Australia used to actually lead the way on issues of hours. And if you look at these countries in Europe, they're highly productive, successful economies. And it's probably got to do with the fact their workers are less stressed out.
So what do the workers think? Well, it was a hit on the streets of Perth.
I think it is fair, the 4 weeks. I think where it does get a little bit tricky is maybe you have a forced shutdown over Christmas. You know, you lose 2 weeks there, so you only get 2 weeks during the year.
I would like more. It would be good to have more life balance.
I think you get more than back home. More would be nice though, of course. With how the world's looking at the minute, more time off is obviously a good thing, definitely, yeah.
What would you do if you had more time off?
I would go see more of WA and visit friends and family who live out of the country.
Oh, European summer. Maybe, I don't know. Travel definitely is the best way to spend your annual leave, I reckon, so more travel.
Do you reckon that would make you better at work?
I think it would make you less pissed off to go into work because you feel like you're getting something back.
Right, so no pushback here, but what about the businesses?
I think people need more time off.
Brad runs a real estate company with about 30 employees. He reckons everyone could use an extra break.
An extra week, I feel, would be very fair. I think a lot of people work beyond their actual hours anyway. That's just the day and age we're in.
Sure, but the Chamber of Commerce and Industry is worried.
To increase the minimum standard right across the board really takes our system from being a safety net to much more than that.
Sean Schmidtke is the head of workplace relations at the Chamber. He says small businesses are telling him they can't afford this.
They're telling me that this could not come at a worse time. Small businesses are already struggling. Costs are already increasing. And a proposal like this right now is incredibly reckless and irresponsible.
Hack on Triple J. Jackson Worthington reporting there. A lot of messages coming through, as I expected. Someone says everyone likes time off work, but we need to consider how uncompetitive Australia is becoming on the world stage.
All right, think of the country. Don't just think of your next holiday, that person is saying. Another person, I would love the extra week of leave. Currently, I have to use my half my leave, during the Christmas shutdown period instead of when I actually want to use it. And someone else says, I reckon work in the office jobs would get done just fine, exactly the same as it does now. It's public health and education workers that would end up costing big businesses. All right, let's get a bit more analysis on this proposal here and whether it does stack up. With us is Dr. Libby Sandra, an Associate Professor of Organisational Behaviour at Bond University. She looks into this exact issue. Dr. Sandra, thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon.
An extra week of leave, it sounds good, but what's your take?
Look, it's fantastic, and I agree with all of the callers' comments. It can be an impost on business. We do probably need more time off, but I'm more interested in the underlying issue, which is Australians actually don't take the leave that they have now, and around one in five actually have accrued more than 4 weeks. So we need to look at why are people not able to take the leave they've got? Why are we working 4.5 weeks on average unpaid overtime every year? There are other issues that I think need to be addressed here as well.
Right. So that's a massive issue across the board. People are complaining that they don't get enough holidays, but they're not actually taking their holidays. It's interesting. Are there any industries in particular where that is particularly bad?
Look, I think there is some variation, but what we find is why people aren't taking their holidays is because they don't have enough staff on in the workplace. They feel bad about going on holidays and leaving work to their colleagues. And the culture is don't take time off. We expect you to be here grinding really hard. And if you want to get ahead, that's really what's going to get you there.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying now holidays cost money. I really just don't have the money to go on a holiday. So I feel, why don't I just keep working? We've got Carolyn in Sydney saying, I think we actually need more paid sick leave first. I had a medical emergency and used it all, then was told I'd have to go part-time or have a performance review. We need more protection for people with chronic illness, says Caroline. Thomas from Sydney says, a four-day work week simply works a lot better. Bring back the weekend away. Yeah, what are your thoughts on that, Dr. Sander, the four-day work week? That is something we have discussed a lot on Hack over the years. I know it has a huge amount of support from some sections of the community, but does it stack up?
It has a lot of support in research now. So global pilots around the world for the last at least 3 years. Most companies in those trials elect to keep the four-day work week. So I do think that's the direction we're going to go because the best companies will offer that, the best workers will follow that. And it is a great solution that I've seen implemented across all kinds of industries. So I think we should definitely be talking more about that as well.
We've got a lot of messages coming through on this one. Someone says, the issue sounds like people are overworking every single day. Another person, fortunately, my award gives me decent leave, but being able to take it is my problem as a team leader. So going to what you were saying before, Dr. Sander, and another person saying, holidays do cost money. My problem is after 10 years in my job, I have too much leave, but not enough savings to take a decent holiday. This is Hack. I'm Dave Marchese speaking with Dr. Libby Sander from Bond Uni about some proposals being put forward by the unions, I'm just going to say. I can't get that acronym out. About an extra week of leave, potentially. That could be on the cards. That's the proposal. Libby, how does Australia get fare in general compared to other countries in terms of how much annual leave entitlements we get?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Dave. So in countries like Japan, they only get around 10 days. In the US, between 10 to 14 days a year. In Europe, they tend to have allowances more like ours. But what's interesting is in Europe, they have this culture of take your leave. You know, you try and contact people in Europe in August or September, like, I'm away for like the next 4 weeks, and no one thinks anything of it. Whereas in Australia, it's much less common for people to take those big blocks of leave.
Yeah, I think maybe the way our society is set up here, our communities, is we do expect, apart from a couple of days a year, everything to be open and running at full speed all of the time. Whereas, yeah, like you say, in many other parts of the world, they'll shut down for a month and it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. We've got so many messages still coming through, Libby. Someone says, my employer has a forced 3 to 4 week shutdown every year at Christmas. It leaves you barely barely any leave to use throughout the year. Another person says, I ended up taking 2 weeks unpaid leave over the Christmas shutdown period to make sure that I actually got my 4 weeks during the year. An extra week would definitely cover that gap for me. I mean, another thing that we always hear, Dr. Libby Sander, is Gen Z just doesn't want to work. And this generation in particular gets a bad rap in terms of work ethic, which I guess all generations have maybe received over the years from older people. They're accused of being lazy, just wanting more leave than they're entitled to. What do you think? Is that unfair?
Yeah, look, I think it's unfair, definitely. You can't brush an entire generation with a kind of view like that. We're seeing a lot of younger people want to work for themselves. They're looking at the unaffordability of houses, thinking, well, why would I want to sign up for working 60 hours a week, what my parents did? I need to get laid off in the GFC and there was no loyalty from the company. I need to find a way that's more sustainable. And look, half of Australians reported being burnt out, Australian workers last year. So, you know, we're not in a great place in terms of well-being in the workplace, hours worked, as we've heard from your callers, and really, you know, making a space that is effective for everyone.
And perhaps working for a decade and not seeing the fruits of that labour, not seeing the promise of buying a house or some of those things that maybe were promised to other generations. Look, thank you so much for having a chat with us. Always a pleasure. Dr. Libby Sander from Bond Uni, appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, such a massive response from all of you on this one. We know employees' rights and work-life balance is a big thing that you want to talk about. And it's clear that a lot of you do feel like you're not able to take your holidays, the ones that you've got. Or if you do, you're wasting them because you can't actually afford to go away, go on a trip. So you feel like you'll just keep working, work through, earn a bit more money. We're going to keep on that if obviously there's a big development or automatically, all of a sudden, we switch to a 4-day work week in breaking news. We'll let you know. We'll keep you updated. But for now, that is all we've got time for on the Deep Dive podcast. Remember, go follow us on socials at Triple J Hack on Instagram and TikTok. There's more of these kinds of chats and deep dives every single week. I'll catch you next time.